Welcome back again. Now that you've learned to enter the accelerated learning state, this heightened state of awareness, I'd like you to use it in order to be able to spot the signals that people are responding to you hypnotically. Now, if you've done your homework and followed the exercises on the first CDs, you'll notice that when people are highly focused and beginning to enter trance-like states, that somehow things change about their physiology. Their breathing changes, their look changes. There are different changes that occur that tell you this person is entering an altered state of mind. Now, I'd like you to give you a list now of some of the signs you should look out for that tell you that someone is entering trance. Some of these things you should have found out already by pure observation. Some of these things you may not have been aware of, and now that I make you aware of them, you can go back out again and compare that to the things you see in the real world. And I think you'll find that they exist whenever trance does. Now, it's important that you realize that this signal recognition system is not about seeing a specific sign. For example, someone blinks faster, and that means they're in trance. What it means is you're looking for specific changes from the norm. So the signs I'm about to show you are not so much signs all by themselves. They're signs only to the extent that these things occur and are different from the way they were when you first started the conversation. So you're looking for changes in behavior, in physiology, not necessarily a specific thing to be happening. Now, the first thing you can look out for is pupil dilation. If you look at people's pupils, the black center of their eyes, as they go into a trance and begin to relax and feel more comfortable around you, you'll notice a tendency for the pupils to dilate, become larger. Now, of course, this will change according to the environment. So if it's a bright sunny day, you'll get less pupil dilation than in a quiet, intimate atmosphere. It's just the nature of the way light reacts with the eyes. Another thing you can look out for is a slowing down of the pulse. Now, before you ask yourself, how am I supposed to find out the pulse without touching their wrist and even finding it? Well, there are certain points on the body where the blood vessels actually come very close to the skin, and you can actually see the pulse ticking away. One such place is the side of the neck. With a lot of people, and not necessarily everyone, and not necessarily all the time, but with a lot of people, if you watch the side of the neck, you can actually watch the pulse ticking regularly, which means you can see the pulse speeding up and slowing down. Now, whilst the pulse is usually slower in trance, sometimes the fact that it's speeding up can also be a suggestion that they're going into hypnotic state. And the reason for this has to do with what are you communicating. If you're communicating things to do with excitement or danger, well, then it's appropriate for the pulse to speed up because they're responding to your communication. And I hope you understand what I mean by that. Another place that you can see a pulse is on the ankle. A lot of times there's a vein that crosses the ankle bone itself, particularly easy to spot in ladies who are wearing skirts. Of course, with every person that you meet, you may find other areas where the pulse is just naturally more obvious. Another giveaway sign is a change in the pattern of breathing. Again, typically this will be a slower pattern of breathing, but sometimes, even when they're relaxing, their breathing will speed up. So when you're looking for the change of breathing, what you're really being aware of is, are they breathing a different rate to the way they normally breathe? If they are, then they're in an altered state, because breathing is directly linked to people's state of mind. Now, before you go off and stare directly at people's chest, especially if you're looking at a woman's chest, that kind of thing is going to get you in trouble. So, to be able to spot someone's breathing without having to be obvious about it, again, use your peripheral vision, use your expanded sense of awareness, and look out of the corner of your eye. Now, the eye that can see the rising and falling of the chest out of the corner of your eye. Other places you can look is the rising and falling of people's shoulders. Because as they breathe in and their rib cage lifts, their shoulders will have a tendency to lift as well. Another sign that people are entering into trance is that their facial features begin to smooth out as the muscles underlying the face itself begin to relax. As a rule, people's faces will tend to become more symmetrical as well. If you look at a person's face straight on, you'll notice that a lot of times there's a sort of dissymmetry. The left side and the right side of the face will very rarely match on people. But as they tend to go into trance, there tends to be a smoothing out as the face becomes more balanced. Something you will have spotted already if you've done the exercise is that people's attention is absorbed. That means you can see things like their eyes are fixed on one point in space. Maybe the eyes begin to glaze over slightly. There tends to be no movement in the eyes. These are all good signs that the other person's attention has been fixated, which means they're beginning to go into a trance. Another subtle sign is a change in people's blink reflex. Now, what kind of changes are we looking for? Both faster blinking and slower blinking is a good sign. In fact, sometimes people stop blinking altogether. Don't let that disturb you. It's just a sign that their eyelids have become what's called cataleptic. In other words, that the muscles in the eyes have frozen for a moment in time. It's one of the signs that people are accessing a trance response. Another example of a trance feature to look out for is a change in the swallowing mechanism. Typically, when someone first goes into a trance, they'll begin to swallow more frequently, and then, after a few minutes, their swallow reflex will slow down, sometimes stopping altogether. A classic giveaway, although one which will be less useful for you in conversation hypnosis, is that their eyelids will begin to get heavy or fatigued and close all the way down. Now, that's fine if you're going for a formal induction, but I think you'll find that in most conversations, because people feel somehow embarrassed to close their eyes and fall asleep in front of other people, that their eyes will remain open, even though they may find themselves getting a bit tired. Other signs of trance happening are an immobility of movement. When people stop moving, there's a tendency that they're to be in trance. So if you meet someone who at first has a lot of hand gestures and mannerisms and head movements, etc., and gradually those movements slow down and then stop altogether, that is a sign that they've entered an altered state of mind and are responding to you hypnotically. On a slightly similar lane, you can also have involuntary muscle twitches. Sometimes when someone goes into a trance, you'll find like a facial tic beginning, or maybe their shoulder begins to twitch. These are all signs that they're relaxing and the muscles are going through a sort of cathartic process. Other more subtle signs are changes in skin color or skin tone itself. As people go into trance and relax more, the blood tends to flow more freely, so they will typically look a little darker, a little bit more color in their hands and in the face. Sometimes the opposite will recur. Sometimes they'll become a little paler as the blood withdraws from those areas. Either way is fine. It's just a physiological response telling you that they're going into a trance. As a rule, people's voices will also change as they go into trance. Their voice will typically be slower. Their speech will be a little different in tonality. Sometimes people will stop speaking altogether. And this relates to the final example of a trance response. This is what I call an increase in passive responses. As a rule, as people go into a trance, they become less argumentative, more agreeable, and really more passive, more willing to follow your lead. And as you review this list of items, you'll find that there are many more signals that you can find yourself, but this is really the core of your signal recognition systems. In a moment, we'll come on to the exercises for today. And one of the things that you really must pay attention to is to go out there and spot as many of these signals that people are going into a trance and are responding to you as you can. Because one thing will surprise you. It is that people are going into trances all the time. So the more you get it spotted, the less work you have to do. Because then, in time, you'll learn how to hijack or borrow people's own trances to make your job much easier.